Prayer of Thanksgiving by Ceylon George. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. O God, how often do I come to you to express my thanks? Not nearly as often as I should. I am so caught up in my anxieties that I am completely blind to all the blessings that surround me. I am so busy that I have forgotten what all my busyness is about. But most of the time, my busyness comes from a place of fear. Fear that I don't have enough. Fear that what I have will be taken from me. Fear that I just don't measure up in the eyes of others. It rarely occurs to me that I have so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of fear and overwhelm. So on this Thanksgiving Day, I take a minute to give thanks. I give thanks for my breath, that most elemental life-giving force. I give thanks for my family and friends, the people who sustain my spirit through our relationships. I give thanks for my work, which allows me to live with purpose, care for my family with dignity, and serve others. I give thanks for the times when I don't get my own way, for I am reminded that I am ultimately not in control of my life. The gift of surrendering to this reality allows me to give up my anxiety, worry, and narcissism. I give thanks for the gift of love that is the very fabric of reality. Without love, nothing can survive. I give thanks for my soul, something that is a mystery even to myself. I give thanks for the power of kind words, loving smiles, and warm embraces. I give thanks for the power of poetry and music. I give thanks for the fact that I am approaching my death with each passing day, because with each passing day, I see more vividly the preciousness of life. Help me to see the world through the eyes of gratitude rather than through the eyes of entitlement. I am entitled to nothing. Everything is a gift. And the most appropriate thing I can do in response is to say thanks. Thank you. Amen.